Seabrook goes to Shrouded in Mist. All Too Hua Ying's putting in a bid, then waging war. Now Harbourview starting to unleash down the middle. Seabrook took over. Harbourview's is coming quickly, sneaking through Chapel City. Chapel City late on the scene, going to Seabrook and won. Chapel City, it's Cartwright again.
Dirty, rotten Chapel City. Oh, well, he was a quaddie buster for most of us, but for some of us, he was an absolute deliverer of good tidings. Listen to this little Twitter message from Georgina Cartwright last week, and she summed it up perfectly. This is from a few days ago, actually. People are so quick to post abusive messages received from punters. This is an excellent example of the many great racing enthusiasts out there. What a great story. This made my day, exclamation mark. And this is what she's responding to. This is a message from a guy called Neville Sharp. Hi, Georgina. This was on Facebook. I just wanted to share my story with you. I'm a pensioner living in New South Wales who has a little punt on a Saturday afternoon without much luck lately. Last Saturday, I decided to have a $5 trifecta on race six in which you rode the winner, and I got the trifecta and made about $800. But because you rode the winner, I decided to have $3 each way on your next ride, Chapel City, and collected over $300 because Chapel City was about 100 to 1. Thanks to you, have I just ordered a new golf driver. I have called her Georgie. LOL. Have a great career. Enjoy what you do, and most importantly, stay safe. Thank you, X from Neville Sharp. And Neville Sharp joins us. How are you, Nev?
G'day, Matt. How are you?
Has Georgie arrived in the mail yet?
No, not yet. She's coming from overseas, and with this COVID-19, I don't expect her for a week, but I'm looking forward to it because, like all golfers, we like to hit the ball longer and straighter.
Now, Georgie's brother, Josh, mocked up a picture on social media of a driver with Georgie's head on it. Are you going to try and find out some way of maybe etching Georgie into the club head or something like that?
Oh, I've thought about it, yeah.
All right, well.
It's not a bad idea.
Hey, have you been able to play golf in New South Wales in recent weeks or not?
Yes, we have. Unlike Victoria, it's been a godsend because a lot of people rely on that getting out social activity, well, not so social now, but at least you get a bit of exercise and get out of the house, and we've been very fortunate. I don't know why Victoria and the other states down there didn't follow suit because we're not in close contact with people.
Robert Heathcote's going to bait me about that when I talk to him after 9, too. I spoke to him this morning. He described Victoria as the Soviet Socialist Republic of Victoria. So, hey, tell us a bit about yourself. You live in Camden, you're a pensioner, you like a bit of golf, and you have a little bit of a punt on a Saturday?
I've been punting, well, I'm 72. I've probably been having a punt since I started work way back. And used to go to races every Saturday, Randwick, Rose Hill, Kembla Grange, and then country races. Love the country races, go down to places like Tumut, Gundagai, New South Wales, and there's nothing better than a country race meeting. And, you know, the locals down there love it and get out, have a beer with their mates, have a bit of a punt, and have a good day out. It's, we see a lot of children at these country meetings, and they have face painting and pony rides and all sorts of things. So it's a great industry, and you can make with it whatever you want. You don't have to be a big punter, and I'm certainly not.
How disheartening has it been for you and others? You're in the risk group with Corona COVID-19, and obviously the things that you love to do, the little things like going to the country race meetings and socialising and such. How difficult has this period been for you?
Well, I'm fortunate because I live near a golf course, so I can walk out and go and have a game of golf, but they closed the gyms down in March. I used to go to the gym few times a week, so I started walking, playing golf, and so I get a bit of exercise. The biggest thing I think is missing the connection with the grandkids and close family members. That's the tough part, and I don't know that anything. I think in regional Australia, I think it's it hasn't been as affected as the cities. The cities cop it the worst, but. No, golf, thank God for golf. It's been all right. And having a punt on a Saturday afternoon, trying to hold off to 4 o'clock before we crack a bottle of red. And that's about it.
I want your life. It sounds amazing. Hey, and now you've got a new family member and her name is Georgina Cartwright. Tell us about your approach to the Morfettville form guide last Saturday and how you executed this masterful plan.
Well, I've got to say it was sheer luck. I'd usually bet in Melbourne and I didn't have a bet in the next race, and Morphettville came up and said, oh, I'll just have a quick look at the Morphettville form, which is pretty restricted here. And then so I have a $5 trifecta, looked at Georgie's ride, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'll have a go at that, and wouldn't want to know it had popped up, but had to wait for a photo for third place. And then I thought, well, since she's done the right thing by me with trifecta, I'll follow her in the next race. And who would have thought that an apprentice jockey that would ride consecutive winners, and the second one being 100-1.
That's right. And that horse, Chapel City, it sort of came out of nowhere. All of a sudden it was on the back of the leader and charging towards... as you track Chapel City in the run, how was your confidence levels at the 150?
I think that Georgie rode beautifully that day. She's a good rider. And there's a lot of female jockeys that are good horse women. And I support them. I don't have any hesitation putting some money on a female jockey. It's a tough gig for them. It's a very you have to be very brave to jump on an animal that big that's going that fast, and you're not riding with a western saddle. You're hanging on by the skin of your teeth. It's It takes a lot of guts to do that.
It does, and Georgie is a very gutsy rider, as they all are, and hopefully she's listening in, because she was so touched by your Facebook message, Nev, and I'm sure you're going to be a supporter of Georgie's throughout her career now.
Certainly will.
Terrific, mate. Good on you. Thanks for having a chat. Good luck with the next round of golf, and hopefully when Georgie arrives in the mail, what is Georgie, a Callaway, or...?
No, it's a Thomas. It's from the United States, unfortunately. They don't make the particular club I'm after anywhere else. So it's a hybrid driver, if you know anything about golf. So hopefully I'll get a little bit more distance and hit them a bit straighter.
Well, don't hit it too hard, because you remember Georgie's head is on the, you're basically using her head. So, mate, good on you. What a lovely story. And it's great that social media can... produce such lovely stories, as well as all the angst and aggro as well. So good on you for playing your part, and thanks for joining us on RSN.
Thanks, Matt.